Hi, and welcome to Catch the Flavor Radio here at CKLNN 88.1 FM. Today we're actually bringing Regent Park to the CKLN studios due to their changes in the radio station. So we are here tonight with the Regent Park Dreamers. We'd like to welcome all of them to the studio. Your host tonight will be me, Angela, and my co-host, Tyrone. And we will be interviewing, we have four members from the Dreamers here right now. I believe only three of them will be talking. Patricia Whitaker, and we also have Anne-Marie Charles, Patricia Winter, and Alceda Douglas. So welcome all of you to the show. Thanks for coming out. So Tyrone, I'll let you get into the first question.
How did the Dreamers group come about? Who was the one who started it?
Alceda is a friend of the family, so she came to me. She was concerned with the violence. I'm Pat Whitaker, by the way. She was concerned with the violence that's happening in the Regent Park community. So she came to me, and she wanted me to participate in a group called the Dreamers, and to send the word around about the group and do flyers. I was basically the secretary of the group. So I was interested in her concern about the violence in the community.
Hi, this is Alceda. The Dreamers started in 1995, and I was really concerned about violence in our communities. And it happened that I called a few mothers and end up into that room. One of the mothers said to me that I was dreaming, and at the same time, we call ourselves the Dreamers. The Dreamers, what we do is we had a rally against violence, we had vigilante service, and anything that is not right, that's the way we do that. We are not on anyone's side directly. And that's the Dreamers.
Okay, so you're saying the vision of the Dreamers. If you had to kind of define the vision of the Dreamers, what would you say that is?
Love, peace, unity, and justice for all.
So how, individually, how did you all become involved with the Dreamers, and why?
My name is Patricia. I came about the Dreamers. I've lost my son, Chad Winter, March 3rd, 2001. And through another organization that we were involved in, YouMove, I met Alceda, and she asked me if I'd like to participate with the Dreamers, and I said okay, and that's how I became a member of the Dreamers. The group was formed, and Alceda's become the chair of
the president of the Dreamers.
So, when you initially became involved with the Dreamers, what was your main purpose that really wanted you to start this organization, this group?
My main purpose at the time was to stop the violence, and so many things was happening at the same time, so we were just trying our very best to see what we could do to prevent the violence.
To my understanding, bringing awareness of the constant violence that was happening in Regent Park at that time.
And Pat, what was your purpose for really getting involved with the Dreamers? What made you give you the drive to start initially get involved with the Dreamers?
Well, as I said, Alceda is a family member, and she approached me about coming joining the Dreamers, and I said sure, because her son was my brother's best friend, so I had a personal interest in the group, and I also wanted to make a difference in my community.
So by trying to help stop the violence, I know one of your projects is the Peace Garden. And I want to know, what made you decide to build the Peace Garden in Regent Park?
Regent Park is going through a revitalization of Regent Park. And Alceda came up with the idea because, to my understanding, is that she did not want the new Regent Park without memories of what had happened. So she came together with the group, and the group started with lots of tears, lots of hard work, and they formed a group, and they had the Peace Garden. And the Peace Garden is in memory of all those who have lost their lives through violence and accident, not necessarily in Regent Park, but more or less in the whole of Toronto.
So So I understand that there will be an official opening of the Peace Garden. When is that going to be?
That will be on the 27th, next week, Saturday, 1 p.m. And I'm inviting all of the mothers, friends, siblings who were living in Regent Park and other communities to join us in Regent Park on the 27th, which is next week, Saturday. And also it will be Black Rama, so please join us and bring a plant to plant for your loved ones and friends.
Okay, and the garden's in the South Region.
South Region of Dundas and Sumac.
I want to know what your future like plans are with the Dreamers group. Like, do you guys have any more projects you want to pursue, or what more do you want to do next to just the garden alone?
Right now we're going to take it one day at a time. Okay, so we will see that this garden is finished.
Also, when we were planning the Peace Garden, we were hoping of using it as a pilot project for other communities to also have a Peace Garden. Rexdale, Malvern, all the other communities that have lost young people to gun violence, to simplify that we remember, we care, and that we need to stop the gun violence. And we are bringing these awareness by having peace gardens, and we're going to trigger thought and hope and spirituality in this peace garden.
Now, were you guys along, when did you, the actual initial starting of the peace garden occur? Like, when did you guys actually start with
the first shovel
with the garden? It's the process that's been going on for a while now, correct?
Yeah, on the 12th of May, I was coming from another garden, and I went into the garden and I started to dig it by myself. And then I went and called Edna, and I said, Edna, guess what I'm doing? I'm digging the garden. Edna called me back later and asked me, where am I going to be tomorrow? Which was Mother's Day. And I said, I'm going to church. She said, you better don't make no plan, because I have somebody from airport coming to dig that place for us. So that's what really happened. And then my son and others, friends in the community, put in a fence for us. We went and get all this material and made the fence, and we start to plant.
That's great.
That's where we start from.
So it started in May when you guys first initially started. Mm-hmm. Now the garden is basically almost complete, or is it completed, or where's the stage now as far as the garden?
So far, we're still working in the garden. We had our agency from outside came in to help us. And we have soil. Today we got a bowler. And, you know, it's doing pretty good by agency from outside of the community and in the community also. Everyone is trying to help us. It's like a circle.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Is there going to be any names like of the youth that passed away in the garden at all? Like, I don't know, like Bridget Stone or on Flash or anything like that?
No.
No, we decided not to put names at this time. Maybe at the future, but this time we decided not to put names on the plaque.
So it's a symbol of the whole.
So basically, like, are you saying that everyone's kind of contributing from different parts of the community?
Oh, yeah.
To build up this garden, where did you, for example, the garden is it All Saints Square? Is that where?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, how did you guys how did getting the land come about? Like, did you have to fight for it, or how did it all kind of go down?
Well, I'll tell you a little bit more about the Dreamers. I had a dream in the month of August. And I see a group of children into a circle. And they were all like 100 children. And then I was saying, oh my God, these are the children them that die in violence and accident. We need to have a memorial garden. And when they reached Bartholomew Street and Regent Street, it was the most wonderful turn that I ever seen in history. It's like they were floating, and I was still shouting. I woke up out of my sleep and still shouting, oh my God, we need a memorial garden in Regent Park for these children. So I get myself ready, and when I went out the street, the first person I saw in the community was the property manager. And I called him, And he said, you know, his name is Halbert Cope. I said, Halbert, we need a memorial garden in Regent Park for all who lost their lives through accident and violence. And he said, oh, my God, that's a good idea. Go to Steve Marshall. And I went upstairs, looked for Steve Marshall. I went to Parents for Better Beginning, and I told them. And Steve asked me when I want to start, and I told Steve, tomorrow. And Steve said, okay, tomorrow we will start. So that is where we start from.
There are lots of community initiative in the starting or getting these peace gardens together. There's many, many people that are involved that was only too willing to participate in the peace garden. And the sign that we're going to put, it's a boulder and it's going to be a plaque. And it's gonna, the purpose of the Regent Park Peace Garden is to act as a remembrance for all lives lost through violence and accidents, in an expression of hope, unity, and goodwill to all races.
Okay. So basically, when you guys first thought of the Dreamers, it was to inspire others to believe that there can be peace, that there can be unity in communities everywhere, and that's what you're striving to kind of create and spark in other communities and other people.
Well, yes. That was what happened in the first. And until now, but the Peace Garden was a vision that I saw, and that's the reason why I really bring up this Peace Garden, because of the children and that I saw.
Okay. Now, as far as the Dreamers, if there's other people that are listening right now that would want to be a part of it or join the Dreamers, could they do that, or how would they go about doing that? Do they have to be from region, or...
They can be from any communities.
So, if they wanted to be a part of the Dreamers, how would they go about doing that?
You can call the Regent Park Community Center and leave a message there for the Dreamers.
Okay, so now, with the garden itself, you said that was going to be opening next Saturday at Blockorama. Is the opening of the Peace Gardens, is it kind of setting the mood for the day, for the events? Is that why it's kind of starting the whole kind of outlook on that whole celebration is going to be kind of starting from
yes.
from that.
Yes.
And what kind of plans do you guys have for the opening? Like, what was your vision for the opening? What's it going to look like?
If you want to give us some dub, it's okay.
There will be drumming.
There will be drumming for the opening, and I guess so. There would be people saying a lot of speeches and talking about the... But it would be a full day of festivities because you do have the Blockorama then, and that is the opening of the Peace Garden. It's more or less opening to the whole program for that day.
So after, like, the official opening, what will happen with the garden? And also after the revitalization, is it going to be taken down? Is it going to remain there, the garden?
To my understanding, there will be a permanent spot for the Peace Garden, but the Peace Garden would definitely be in Regent Park. It will be in, it is in the planning of the revitalization of Regent Park.
Now, is there any personal words that you guys would kind of like to say before, or anything you'd like to input, just about your visions of the Dreamers and what you guys are really all about?
I think we are a group of mothers who have lost children to violence, and we do understand the need for peace, unity, and togetherness in our community, more so now than we've ever had. And that's one of the reasons.
So I also wanted to know myself, did you all used to like socialize with each other, the entire group, or did this all bring you all together?
Yes. Bring us all together, we socialize, you know, and yes, we do. And we get to know more other people, because there's a lot of people coming in.
And it's also very healing.
It's very healing.
To be planting of the first starting of it, the digging of the garden, you see the planting of the flowers, the different people that came to help. And it's also very healing to some people.
Now, when you guys saying about peace and hope and unity in the community, what are some of the, you know, everyone kind of looks at it as you plant seeds and things grow from the seeds as the garden kind of resembles life and how it grows and how it evolves. What in the community to stop the violence? What? How do you guys see going about that as Regent Park, starting from Regent Park? How could the community better become involved to kind of help stop some of the violence that's going on?
For me, first of all, for the young people, I think we should, as adults, should more reach out to those children, talk to them, give them a hug, listen to them, you know, and that's what I do. You know, things going wrong or what's of it may be, then I'll go up to them and ask what's the problem and so on and different. Not just scream at them, not just accuse them, not just call them names, but, you know, listen to them and what problem they had. And just tell them I love you.
So I know that earlier when we were talking, some of you guys were saying, like, I know some people believe that it's a structure from the beginning that children learn as they grow up,
mm-hmm.
violence or not violence, from the parents or from whoever they're kind of molded by, sometimes the neighborhood or community. What's your thoughts on that? Let me rephrase that.
I think it was.
Basically, like you're saying, molding the kids. Sometimes people feel, you know, in certain neighborhoods that the children are molded by the neighborhood and not so much a foundation of parental, you know, structure or encouragement, mm-hmm. or like you were saying. So if there's any words of advice that you would kind of, because all of you have, you know, endured hard times, and, you know, how did you kind of get through all that, and from all that you guys have learned and experienced yourselves, what would you kind of pass on as knowledge to anyone else or to other mothers that were in your situation or are in your situation?
I know that there's a lot of mothers are in my situation right now, but I'm asking them not to give up, hang on there. The pain hurt, and I know their son lives or children lives have been taken. But all a gun that take our children lives and a person who use a gun cannot take away the love that we have for our children. That love grow more and more each day that God create. And I say thank you, Lord, for that. Because there's no gun can take away the love that we had for our children.
Yeah. I hear that. So, just wondering personally, from the starting of the Dreamers to now, are you guys documenting anything? I know, you know, is there any way you guys are kind of documenting what you guys are doing? Is there anything that works with that?
Yes, then no. In the first part, we did not. But in this last part, we decided to document everything that we have been doing. So yes, we do.
Document it. Paper?
Everything, what we are doing.
Or through video or...
Thanks to Regent Park Focus, Adonis. He's been coming with the Dreamers or sending a video crew with the Dreamers to document it and videotape what the Dreamers has been doing from the start of the garden, the dig-in, up till now. So he's been a great supporter, Regent Park Focus.
So that'll eventually, the whole document from the beginning to the end of the Dreamers will be available to be viewed from Regent Park Focus?
I believe so. When everything is finalized, it's like that.
Okay. Tyrone, I know, is there anything else that you want to add?
Well, I must say everything that you guys are doing is absolutely amazing. And, like, I'm part from the community as well. I've known some of the youths as well. And to have something a symbol to remind us of all the youths that passed away, it's a landmark. It's something that, like, I think Regent Park's symbol is that garden now.
Yes, because everybody knows Regent Park. Mm-hmm. Everyone, you hear Regent Park. Everyone knows Regent Park. And it is a symbol of our love. And that means that our children did not die in vain, that we remember, and we will continue to remember. And we must keep hope alive. Mm-hmm. We must keep hope alive.
So, we were talking a bit about the revitalization of Regent Park. Is that garden's going to remain untouched, or do you know if it's going to remain untouched, or?
I have gotten no idea. I planted some flowers, and yesterday I realized it was destroyed.
What do you mean untouched? It is a place for where people can go and sit, because there are benches around the area where you can sit, gather your thoughts, remember the ones you love, even if you haven't lost anyone. But it's just a people that can utilize.
Yeah. I just meant untouched in that through the revitalization. I'm not sure what the plans are or if you guys know the plans, but
apparently for now, it's going to be there. And then after the revitalizing, it would have a stable place where it's going to be.
Oh, okay.
So there will be a memorial garden with a plaque in Regent Park.
Okay. I'm glad that's going to continue on.
Yes, because it's important.
Yeah.
It's really, because Regent Park, I have never lived in Regent Park, but Regent Park has been a home for many friends that I've known. And there's something special about Regent Park. There is.
Yeah. There's definitely a strong community-oriented vibe in Regent Park. I don't live in Regent Park myself either, but I'm there basically every day, so I see it. And even not being part of the community myself, you feel like you're part of the community just from the people there. And, you know, like we were saying before, how you say Regent Park is always mentioned in the media and stuff like that, but when you actually get to know the community, all these ideas you might have had in your head before kind of are washed away.
The stereotypes that you hear about Regent Park, I visited here most recently since I've been involved in the Dreamers, and I've only had warm welcome from the young folks as well as the older adults. You know, so I think Regent Park is still a great place.
Yeah. You have to give respect to get respect. And if you do that, you will get it.
Okay. How many members is there actually in the Dreamers itself? Is there certain core members, or how many members are in the Dreamers right now?
Estimated if it's too much.
How many members do you have in the
I would say about ups and down, we had about steady 10 person, sometimes 30s, depends how many, you know, so.
I think it varies, because I've gone to meeting when there is a full house, and then I've gone to meeting when there are about 10 or 15 people, but it varies. But the interest is still there. As much as people who do not come out to the meeting, they will still inquire. The interest is there, and now that the garden is more or less almost complete, it's so nice to see the young children, the older adults that are coming around inquiring about the garden. You see the little ones that are going, trying to plant. It's very, very a nice thing to see. It really is.
So do you guys meet weekly or monthly, or how do you guys kind of get together?
Right now we're meeting every day.
So far we've been meeting almost daily. But normally it's usually every month we meet.
Okay.
But since the planning, we have been meeting much more regularly.
Did TCHC give you guys a set space, or do you just kind of meet on your own, in your own space, or how do you guys kind of structure that?
As far as they were very accommodable when we started first, but now since the weather's gotten better, we've been meeting by the garden site.
Okay. Now I also heard that, are they planning to put a fence around the actual garden, or is it just going to be open space?
Yes, we're going to fence around, but there's an open space there. It's going to be there. You can walk to and fro. Go in
and out of the garden. Okay, now before we wrap up, is there any kind of final thoughts that you guys would like to say? Pat, if you want to say something.
Apart from Regent Park Focus, thank you, Regent Park Focus, I'd like to also thank the Regent Park Community Health Center, Christian Resource Center, Parents for Better Beginnings, and Dixon Hall for their support in making this happen for us as well.
MCC.
And also MCC.
President Environment, that given us the plaque. And each and every one who's coming in to help us. And today we got a bowler from him, CC, and soil and everything.
So the boulder is just going to be placed in the garden?
The boulder just came today. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'd like to thank everyone for being with us today. Patricia Whitaker, Anne-Marie Charles, Patricia Winters, and Alceda Douglas. Even though Anne-Marie didn't talk, she's still here in the studio.
Laughing in the back.
And from the Dreamers group from Regent Park. And I'm Angela, your host, with my co-host, Tyrone.
Tyrone.
So we'd like to thank you for joining us on Catch the Flavor Radio. And we hope to see you again next week, same time, same channel.